was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in by me and grungy f***ing men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it.
The first time I heard Macklemore's Thrift Shop on the radio, I thought it was a joke. Not that it was a bad song, in fact it was quite clever, but rather that it was some sort of gimmick. I quickly recalled a link on a friend's Facebook page to the song's video, so I assumed it was the result of someone's creative boredom going viral on YouTube, or perhaps a new artist who had just created his first one-hit wonder. While tuning into Saturday Night Live sometime later, I saw Macklemore and Ryan Lewis perform Can't Hold Us, another single from the album, and realized there was something more than a one-hit wonder there. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, it's hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14, with the four-track busting, halfway across that city with the back, question, labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing, we give that to the people, spread it country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back?
Seattle-based rapper Macklemore, whose given name is Ben Haggerty, worked with producer Ryan Lewis to create the album titled The Heist. Macklemore released his first album, Language of My World, in 2005. According to the artist's website, after several subsequent years of artistic stagnation and frustration due to substance abuse, Macklemore made a commitment to sobriety with a newfound dedication to his music. This led to a partnership and ongoing collaboration with Ryan Lewis, who produced The Heist. Can't Hold Us is an excellent example of the layered sounds that make up several of the 15 tracks on the album. Throughout The Heist, you'll hear a wide range of instruments, including trumpet, violin, piano, drums, guitar, bass, and even some banjo. While you oftentimes hear several different instruments all at once, the musicians have managed to arrange them in such a way that it works. Instead of sounding like a disjointed cacophony, you have varied melodies that are each unique and interesting. That's not to say Macklemore doesn't understand the power of simplicity, which is evident in Same Love, where the first verse features mostly piano and Macklemore's lyrics.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League.
Same Love addresses same-sex marriage, and it's just one of the issues discussed on the album. While The Heist features some more lighthearted topics like the 24s on an off-black Cadillac in White Walls, The Heist also includes references to artist Keith Haring and author Malcolm Gladwell in 10,000 Hours, and the rapper's struggle with sobriety, which is highlighted in Starting Over.
What pain looks like when you tell your dad you relapsed and look him directly into his face. The seat on your shoulders, deceivingly heavy weight. Haven't seen tears like this on my girl in a while. The trust that I once built and betrayed. But I'd rather live telling the truth than be judged for my mistakes than falsely held up, giving props, loved, and praised. I guess I gotta get this on the page. Feeling sick and helpless, lost the compass where soap is. I know what I gotta do, and I can't help it. One day at a time is what they tell us. Now I gotta find a way to tell them.
Macklemore is skilled in his use of lyrics, but he's also not afraid of just letting the music do the talking like he does in Bomb Bomb. The This entirely instrumental track features the Seattle-based trio The Teaching, one of many artists featured on the record. In fact, 11 of the album's 15 tracks feature collaborations with other musicians. While 15 songs can be a lot to listen to in one sitting, especially in our increasingly busy lives, should you be able to squeeze in a few tracks between this appointment and the next, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's The Heist has an entire album full of music that will incite toe-tapping, heartstring pulling, or simply thinking more deeply about an issue, depending on which track you cue up. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And we drink and get older, as some of us even try to get sober. Now here's to the assholes and the last calls. We're city kids, you get what you asked for. And the acquaintances turn to friends. I hope those friends, they remember me. Hold the night for ransom as we kidnap the memories. Not sure there's a way to express what you meant to me. Sit around the table and use those years as the centerpiece.
Sounds of the city on Capitol Hill, where I question if what I've seen here is real. Cowboy boots doing lines at the bar where the time goes slow when you're drinking PBR.
What do you do when you're little and you know you can't be like your mother? I adore and am proud of my mother, but what she wants from me is blind adherence to the mystifying virtue of seemly behavior.
On the next Fresh Air, Patricia Volk talks about her new memoir, Shocked, about her relationship with her mother. And we'll hear an excerpt of a recent lecture by Martin Scorsese about film history. Join us.
Fresh Air tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM. Performance today, next, after this evening edition of Ozarks at Large on KUAF. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.